ever. I'm wondering if some of you looked at what the talk title is today. You can change the world! Yeah! Yeah, that's a lot of work. So I'm wondering if some people wondered about the memo, and it's like, oh, that's a lot of work. So, but really, how simple is it? The universe is calling. Awesome. It's probably one of her dance teams because she's a dancer. Yeah. So I want to ask the question, does the way we live our life and how we feel about ourselves have an effect on the world? Of course. Of course. Yeah. Oh, we've got some good people here that really know this teaching, right? We do affect the world. It's like that ripple. You throw the rock in the water and it ripples out. Every thought is a ripple. Everything that we do, it's a ripple. And definitely how we feel about ourselves, so incredibly important. So I always say one of the greatest things we can do for the universe is lift up our vibration and love ourselves. Because the more you love yourself, the more it ripples out there to the universe. So your mission is to love yourself. And some days, and that's where it's making sure that we're doing things that we're excited about. I was talking to my mom this morning, and she could just not talk enough about how proud she was of herself. It was so cute. She retired quite a long time ago. She just lost her husband a few months ago, and so she's back in Nebraska, and so I went back there 3 times this summer, and we moved her to town, and so she's in town where she can be social, and she kept saying, you know, what is my mission? What can I be doing? I need to be doing something, because in the country, there was always something to do. So I said, why don't you go visit people at the nursing home? And she got to thinking, and she said, you know, I could take my little, she's got 4 little chirweeners is what she calls them. There's chihuahuas and then the little wiener dog and the chweeners. So she's got 4 little puppies. It's a lot of work. And she's like, I could take one of them to the nursing home. And so she went to the assisted living home, and she said it was hilarious, probably more action than all of them had had. You know, puppies piddling all over and running all over. And she said, I don't think the nurse was really happy with me. But let me tell you, everybody that was there was so full of joy. So finding those things that we can do that are bringing joy to the world. Joy to the world. There is a little girl. Did any of you, when you were little, put on like a little show or something for the neighborhood? Of course! Who didn't put on a show for the neighborhood and then charge them a nickel or a quarter? Anybody do the backyard carnivals? Anybody? Okay. See, in Nebraska, when I was a kid growing up, they actually had Cartoon Kate, who would, at the end of the little cartoons, she always had her little cowboy boots on and her hat on and be talking stuff. It was a kid's show. And then at the end of the show, it would give a list of all the carnivals that were going on held by kids that were happening. So it was kind of a really cool thing. It really was. It was fun. So I remember when my sister and I decided we're going to make it. We'd been to a lot of these little carnivals that, you know, so it's like, oh, old stroller. We could push people in that. That's really fun. And I thought, one of the things I like to do is win prizes. And there was always, every carnival I went to, where you would throw a dime and you could win either like a fish or a dish or something if it landed on the dish. So I'm looking at in the basement at the dishes that aren't being used. Mom's fine china. We don't ever use these. We could use these. So we've got the carnival all set up, and kids are winning dishes. Look what I won. And my mom is coming through to the backyard, and she's like, oh, no, how much did you get for that? A dime. Yeah, she was not happy. She talks about that quite often. So finding the things that really work for us. Ernest Holmes says in The Science of Mind, he says the science of mind is based, Ernest Holmes is the founder of this wonderful teaching, great philosophy. The science of mind is based entirely upon the supposition that we are surrounded by a universal mind into which we think. As we think into the universal mind, we set a law in motion which is creative and which contains within itself limitless possibilities. I love that, limitless possibilities. And sometimes I get these high ideas. It's like, oh, do this and this and this. And then we get so many ideas that we don't do anything with them. Anybody? anybody ever get like that? You've got so many ideas, and it's like, oh, it's too much. It's an overwhelm. And what I've learned to do is do a lot of mind mapping. Write it down. Put little stickies. I got stickies everywhere. Little sticky notes. And then bring it all together, and it's like, what am I willing and excited about and passionate about today? And then let me move in that direction. Because we move in the direction of our most dominant thought. So we want our dominant thoughts to be good and uplifting about the universe and about ourselves. And making sure that underlying mantra of ourself is good and positive. Because it's really easy to go back to that button where it's like, not good enough, didn't do it right, wrong. And that mantra is like white noise in the back of our head that's moving us in certain directions. So getting in the habit of not only seeing the good in ourselves, but seeing the good in each other. And I mentioned this a couple weeks ago about how Wayne Dyer talked about going to an airport, notice everybody getting off of a 747 and think of something positive to say about them. You don't have to go to an airport to do it. Just walk down the beach and something positive about everyone that you see, everyone that you greet, everywhere that you go. Even if you're standing in line for a long time at some store and they just intend to just, are they not getting this done? Don't they know we've got somewhere to go? That's where we get to step back, take a breath, and remind ourselves that we are always in the divine right time at the divine right space. So being at that space of love and peace and putting that out to the universe. Like that beautiful song that you sang so eloquently. So beautiful. It's like sending out the love to the universe. And when you were singing that song this morning, I was thinking about how babies, if they're not touched, because it's like we have to have that touch. If babies are not touched, they will die. We have to have that human touch, and it doesn't end as we get older. I think that's why massage and some of these different modalities are up so much, because people really have to have that human contact. And that's why we love hugs so much on Sunday mornings, is get our human contact, making sure that we are connecting, because we are all connected. And if we just lived all by ourselves alone and didn't get out there in the world, we would definitely feel it. So making sure that we are connecting with others through our hearts, our souls, our minds, and physically, that contact. That's why I was so proud of my mom for going to the assisted living space, and she'll definitely go again. It's like how fun to let her little dogs run, and they're just so friendly and so fun, and people are laughing, and she said it was just the best day ever. So she had a really great time, and she was so proud of herself for doing it, because she had talked about it for a long time. Talk. Told her, talk is cheap. Let's put that into action. And it's the same thing. It's in this teaching, we talk about treat and move your feet. So affirmative prayer is also known as spiritual mind treatment, something you can do with any of the practitioners. Any positive prayer is basically a treatment, a spiritual mind treatment that goes out into the universe, because our words are powerful. And then we get divinely inspired with an idea, and that's where we move our feet. Because divine guidance, the more we focus on something, Spirit is calling and guiding and directing us. Rather than just sitting there, it's like, well, it's not showing up. We get to move our feet and say, yes, of course, Spirit is guiding me always. And the more I can just calm everything down in myself, that's why meditation is so important, so we can just calm everything down in ourselves, the monkey mind chatter, and be in that space for Spirit to come through clearly. Ernest Holmes goes on to say in Richer Living, every heart responds to the warmth of love. Every mind yearns for its embrace, and no life is complete without it. Love really is the fulfillment of the law of good. Love alone can heal the world and cause people to live together in unity and in peace. Love is the answer. And the more we get in that space of love, I'm actually going to put these up here. So the more we get into that space of love, the more we are healing every part of our being. Love is it. And I've had people say, well, I don't have a relationship, so how can I love? It's like, oh, you can love anything. You can love animals, you can love the earth, you can love the water, you can love gardening, you can love driving down the 405, yay, woo! You can love everybody in your presence. And the more we become that vibration of love, the more love comes into our space, which is what we all look for. So love heals. Highest human experience of it is kindness, compassion, benevolence, generosity, altruism. Love is the purity of spirit in all of us. So some of the things that we can do with that love is bring happiness and joy to other people's lives, just like my mom did with bringing the dogs in. And think it, even if you just show up. I remember years ago, I was living in Vista, California, going to the center down there in Vista with Brian and Sheila Anderson, and I was running the youth, and we decided there was this cute little poem about how special you are, and you are the gift, the vision is clear, you're the gift. And we thought, oh, wouldn't it be cute if we took this little saying and put it on a little gift box, and just, it's like a little trinket that you just set there. It's like a little wrapped up gift. And we could take it to the nursing home. So we had all these little blocks cut out, and we wrapped beautifully these little tiny, with the youth, wrapped these little tiny boxes and put a little bow on it, and then put this beautiful saying on it. This is not something to be opened. This is something to just be sitting and looking at, because it's a beautiful little gift about the gift that you are. Forgetting that most people don't read the card, do they? We get right to opening the gifts. So here we are at the nursing home with all these kids, and all the kids are giving out the gifts that they wrapped so cutely, and people start opening them right away. It's like, all I got was a block. It's kind of like the Charlie Brown thing. All I got was a rock. It's like, oh, but it was like the little saying, you're the gift, you're the gift. So remembering that for ourselves, you are the gift. And so many ways that we can give our gifts, our talents, and even just connecting. Because people are looking for that connection. So having those conversations, calling someone, telling someone, wow, you look fabulous today. Even if you don't know them. Smile, hug. These are a lot of the same things. Pauline, we were on the same. That's why you brought the right reading, right? Smile, hug, listen deeply, pray, forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Again with the F word. Yay. Forgive. I was thinking about that this morning when my mom started talking about a couple things after she was so excited, and then she went down a different road, and it's like, let's come back to the puppies, because it's easy to go down a road, and then you pick up, maybe I've forgiven this already over here, but then you pick it back up, and it's like, all right, let me put that down, and I have to remind myself sometimes, especially when I get in, caught up into someone else's anger or frustration. It's like, yeah, we're so mad at them, remember what they did, and it's like, that's in the past. I've already put that down. I don't need to pick that up again. Because it does not do me any good to be angry at anyone else while they're driving merrily about their world, right? They continue on driving merrily about their business. So the only person I'm hurting is myself. They have found, scientists have found, actually documented that for every feeling we have inside our bodies, there's a unique chemistry that matches that feeling. So we have the love chemistry, which affirms life. It says yes to life. It continues creating wonderful things for us. So the more we're in that love chemistry, the more we're affirming life. If we're in the hate chemistry, it denies life, which really starts making every cell work in a different way. I remember Carl Anthony years ago wrote a song, every little cell in my body is happy. every little cell in my body is well. I'm so glad every little cell in my body is happy and well. So little mantras that we can do and getting ourselves to that happy space, because that's where our bodies flourish, is when they're in that happy vibration, when they're in that love vibration. Separation or unity chemistry, if we have that chemistry of feeling at one with everyone else, then we have something that is happening beyond our bodies. It's like we're all connected and everything is vibrating at a wonderful level. You know, they talk about groups that are hanging out together for a long time, their heartbeat will begin to be at the same pace. So making sure that we are remembering the oneness that is flowing through us. And then finding things that we can do to get excited about life and to give. How many of you saw the movie Pay It Forward with the little boy that I think we'll probably do that as a movie day some Sunday afternoon, have the Pay It Forward where the little boy has to do the project for class and he decides, let's do a Pay It Forward. And the ripple effect on paying it forward is amazing. And I always think, out of the mouths of babes, why didn't I do some of that when I was a kid? But you know what? I'm still a kid at heart, so why not do it today? When you're inspired with an idea, go forward. Because you have something different than anyone else. You have gifts and talents bestowed upon you. Nobody else thinks exactly the way you do or looks exactly the way you are. So you get the opportunity to move forward in your world and do what's right for you. There was a little girl called Abigail Lupe, age 10, and she did this little, it's my grandma's birthday, and she's living in an assisted living, so she got a couple of her friends, and she said, let's go there, and we'll take her a cake, and we'll sing her happy birthday. So this little 10-year-old and her mother and some of her friends went to go sing happy birthday, and all of the people in the assisted living space came to listen and hear Abigail and her friends sing. And what Abigail learned is that very few people in these assisted living care spaces are getting visitors. So she decided that she would create a group that goes there once a week. And she calls it the Care Girls. The Care Girls. And they know more than 90 Broadway hits, these little 10-year-olds. And they go and do little performances. Some of us that have maybe been to a kids' talent show may say, oh, but you know what? You've got a great audience. And so I was thinking about that. It's like, oh, I'm going to get some kids together and we're going to go do some improv at some of the assisted living care spaces. Because there's so many things that we can do to uplift people around us. Things that we can do to give our heart and our passion that will move the universe up. So making sure that we're doing stuff that makes us happy. Another kid, because there's all these great stories about kids that are out there making a difference. And I have to tell you that I have made peace with news. I don't watch the news, but once in a while I'll tune in to something that's going on because a friend of mine said, it's news, it's new, it's something that hasn't happened before, so it's out of the ordinary. Ordinarily, people are good. Ordinarily, life is great and things are wonderful. But when there's something that's going on and they report it, it's because it's something new and different, out of the ordinary. So if I look at it that way, instead of just thinking, oh, everything on the news is terrible, not necessarily so. It's like, all right, there's things that perhaps I want to know that are going on in the universe, and I want to make sure that I don't step into anger with that. I want to be mindful that I stay in that love space, that love is all there is. So taking the love and lifting up the vibration. Ernest Holmes, in my favorite book, This Thing Called You, I put Tinkerbell on here. The musician that I used to work with up in the high desert, he used to call me Tinkerbell, Tink for short. I absolutely love him because he called me Tinkerbell. Also because he was pretty amazing. Ernest Holmes says that this, life will be to you what you are to it. Of necessity, there is a divine plan at the center of everything. There's a divine plan inside of us. There's a divine urge that's calling, that's saying, be more, do more, love more, allow more. And yes, we are human beings, so we don't want to get into doing. However, the more we get in that space of being connected with the universe, the more the universe is saying, oh, go spread your love here, and go spread your love here. Do these things. And remember to see yourself in the highest light always. Because again, if we stumble or we trip, we tend to take ourselves so seriously sometimes. I was tripping this morning. I had to kick my shoes off. Not like I don't every week anyway, but it's like, okay, it's better to go barefoot so I won't be tripping over my shoes. I like to be down to earth and grounded. So taking ourselves with a grain of salt, it's like, yeah, you know what? I'm just human. I used to be in that space of pretense. It's like, I want to make sure that I look good out here because people will be judging me. And I felt that way because I was judging other people. And once I put that down and thought, you know what, I just am what I am. It's the whole Popeye thing. I am what I am. And people will either like you or they won't like you, and that's okay. It doesn't matter, because it doesn't make me more or less than what I am. I am what I am, regardless of anyone's thoughts, anyone's cares, anybody's beliefs. We still are who we are. And the most important person to please is yourself. So keeping yourself in that balance where we're not overextending to someone or people-pleasing to the world, where we're just, you know what, here I am. Here's what I do, and here's what I'm passionate about. So how can we move forward in love and peace? And with that, my charge to you this week is to find something that you're going to give. Be the good finder, finding the good in other people, either giving hugs or giving smiles. I remember in Kansas City when I was there, there were kids that had these signs on that said free hugs. I stopped my car in the middle of the road, got out, had to go give a hug. It's like, how great is that? We're given free hugs. And we can. How nice, right? So it's like, what can I give today? What is my gift to the universe today? And even if it's just as simple as sitting, thinking good thoughts about the universe, beautiful. That's a lot. That's a lot more than a lot of people do. So taking your beautiful music, Jennifer Hart, lifting up the universe, singing your song, walking your walk, and being inspired and allowing no blocks to be in your way, allowing yourself to give. So thinking about, where are you going to give today? Where are you going to give tomorrow? Because you are changing the world with every thought, every belief, every feeling. So let's take that feeling vibration and let's take in a deep cleansing breath. And let's go inside our heart of hearts as we close our eyes to any distractions for just a moment. And imagining that we are just letting go and releasing any blocks in our body, anything that takes us away from spirit, stepping into that love space, breathing in the fullness of life, the fullness of love, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence, knowing that that infinite intelligence flows through our heart, our soul, our mind, our being. It is guiding and directing us always. That we be that center of spirit, knowing that we are moving in the direction of our most dominant thoughts as we allow our dominant thoughts to be that of love, of goodness, of joy, of peace, of beauty. Knowing that every thought, every feeling is lifting up that vibration of the world, of the universe, sending our love out to the stars and the planets, to each and every person on this earth, knowing that all is divine, all is beautiful. As I declare that each and every cell in our body is happy, vibrant, smiling, that this is the best week ever, and this is the best day ever, that life just keeps getting better and better because we allow it. We jump out there with excited expectancy and in great, great gratitude for this knowing that we are divinely guided. Every cell is vibrating beautifully, eloquently, harmoniously. As I just release my word to the universal action of the law, knowing all is well, as we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. Namaste.